Proclamation number 6424 of 13th of December, 1955. Surprise ending. Clear signs. The day of judgment will take you all by surprise, for you all don't believe it to be as close as it is destined to be since eternity. Again and again I inform you of it, even if you reject such indications as unbelievable, yet your unbelief will not stop the event which signifies the end of this earth and all living creations on it. But if you knew how close you are to it, you would truly no longer think of your earthly successes. You would be completely unfit for any earthly activity, and therefore this knowledge would be of no use to you, for whatever you would then still do for your soul would only be born of fear, thus it would not be a free decision of will for me and my kingdom. The end will come as a surprise, and yet such clear signs will precede it that everyone who pays attention will suspect what is in store for all of you. And the believer can draw strength and courage from this because he now knows what hour has come and, due to his spiritual attitude, due to his faith in me, does not fear the end either, which can now earn him a better fate on the new earth or in the spiritual kingdom. But the unbelievers are in a bad way who, even in the obvious omens of the end, see nothing but coincidences or natural events, which no warnings or admonitions can cause them to think differently, and who therefore are and remain only earthly minded. And suddenly the end will be there for them, the day when no human being will be able to escape his fate, when everyone will see death before his eyes if he does not belong to those who expect me and my coming. Even before then all people will receive a final admonition and warning. Even before that I let all people experience the horrors of an imminent destruction which, however, does not affect all people but is such a clear omen of the end that every person could change his thinking if he wanted to entrust himself to the Creator of heaven and earth in hours of greatest adversity and could now recognize his visible help and guidance. But the vast majority of humanity is unusually low in spiritual maturity. Distance from me is exceedingly great, and therefore they do not recognize my voice which calls and warns, even though it sounds mightily. And due to the freedom of will I cannot give people even clearer signs of my being and my might. Otherwise it would certainly be easy for me to lead people to faith in me, which, however, would not signify spiritual maturity and would therefore be pointless. Nevertheless, I still try everything to influence the individual person, and my efforts are not entirely unsuccessful either. But the day of the end will then bring a separation of those who stand on my side or still cross over into my camp at the last hour, and those who found no way to me and therefore followed the one who draws them into the abyss. And the deep will receive these souls but in a form where their return to me is not completely cut off. You humans are all still too lukewarm because you still believe the day of the end to be further away than it is. You, too, will be surprised, you who believe in me. You, too, should take my admonitions and instructions even more seriously. You should not let a day go by unused. You should do vineyard work every day and think of those who are in spiritual need. You should all be zealously active for me and my kingdom. For you are my pillars in the last days before the end, because you can let your voice be heard without endangering the free will of your fellow human beings. Therefore create and work on Earth as if tomorrow were already the last day. And your work will be blessed. You will be able to receive and distribute strength wherever it is needed. Amen.